This is the Daf Yomi, Masechta Review, Masechta Pesachim, tape number 7. This review is only meant for people who learn Daf Yomi on a regular basis or those who have learned through the Masechta. It is the goal of this review to be as accurate as possible in summarizing the highlights and key klalim of the Masechta. However, it is possible that on occasion something will not be reflected correctly.
For subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI or write Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated to the memory of Haisha Sprinza Perel Basarav Noyach, Zichrona Lebrocha. Our Magid Shir is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
Four blot into Perak Arve Psachim in the Masechta on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says Yontif Shechal Liyais Achar Shabbos. So we have here Emach Leikis. Rav Amar at the order of Kiddush. Rav says that the order of Kiddush is Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdola. And Shmuel says that the order is Yayin Ner Havdola Kiddush. According to both, it's the same order as we normally do it on Motzai Shabbos. Yayin, Ner, and then Havdola. The question is, where exactly does Kiddush go? According to Rav, Kiddush is first, because as the Rashbam says, since Kiddush is more Chashev than Havdalah, therefore it is first. Also, he says, we purposely put Kiddush first, so it doesn't look like we are receiving the Yontif as a burden. So we jump first to make Kiddush for Yontif, then we make Havdalah. According to Shmuel, Havdalah is first, since Shabbos is like the king, and Yontif is like the governor. And as we know, first you escort a king out, then you escort the governor in. The order of Yayin Ner Havdalah exists. We put Yayin first, since we say Tadir V'she'ena Tadir, Tadir Kaidim. Let me bring down a number of shitas here, including Levi and Rava, which according to the Rashbam, we switch the girsa here in the Gemara. And according to Levi, we say that the order is Yayin Havdalah Ner Kiddush. And according to Rava, we say the order is Kiddush Ner Yayin Havdalah. The reason of Levi is since Yayin is specifically needed for Havdalah, and you cannot use, for example, Chalas for Havdalah, Mashenken by Kiddush, where you can use Chalas, therefore we put it before Havdalah. Then we have the Shita of the Rabbanan, which holds that the order is Kiddush Yayin Ner Havdalah, since you must separate Kiddush and Havdalah as far apart as absolutely possible. We then have the Shita of Mar Brei de Ravina, who says that the order is Ner Kiddush Yayin Havdalah, similar to Rav. The reason this is so it's very clear that the Yayin is going on both the Havdalah and on the Kiddush. We also have the Shita of Marta Shmei Rabbi Yeshua, who says that the order is Ner, Yayin, Havdalah, and Kiddush. And finally, we have the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, who says the order is Ner, Havdalah, Yayin, Kiddush, similar to Shmuel, because we say, Melavin es Hamelech, v'acharkach, yoitzim likras aparchus. Then we go out and greet the governor. We then have a machlokes between Abaye and Rava, on Motzoi Shabbos, Shechal, Liyais, v'yantiv, and you need Shehechianu there also. So Abaye says the order is Yayin, Kiddush, Zman, Ner, Havdalah, similar to Rav. And Rava says the order is Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, Zman, Yaknahas. Why does he say that that's the order? The reason that Zman is put all the way at the end is because Zman really isn't connected to Kiddush at all. In other words, you would be able to say Shehechianu even if you didn't have wine at all. And then the Gemara Paskins, V'hilchasa halacha, Kirava. Taisvis asks, why do we need this, the Hilchasa? We know that we always paskin like Rava, except in the 6 cases of Yaal Kagam. So Taisvis answers, since there were so many Shitas here, the Gemara wanted to be very clear that we still paskin like Rava, and the order is Yak Nahaz. On Motzai Shabbos, we say that the order is Yayin, Besamim, and Ner, which is like the view of Beis Hillel according to Rabbi Yehuda, and not like Rameir, who says that Ner is before Besamim. The Gemara says that by a meal, once a person, towards the end of the meal, says the words, Havlon v'nivrach, let us go and bench, it is usher to drink anymore due to the fact that there was now a situation of Hesach Hadas. Now, when, in what situation, would you be allowed to drink anyway? According to the Rashbam, he says, you're not allowed to drink anymore unless you first bench. And according to the Rash, you would not be allowed to drink anymore unless you make a new bracha rishayna. And this is how we paskin like this Rash. We then say that a torch is considered a mitzvah min ha-mufchar by Havdalah, which is why we use 2 wicks on Motzoi Shabbos to make Havdalah. And we say that the Havdalah of Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, we just said, Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol and ben Or L'chayshach, But Rava added the words Ben Yisrael la'amim and Ben Yom HaShvi'i l'sheshes Yemei Hamasa. Daf Kuf Dalet. When a person makes Havdalah, he should say no less than three Havdalahs and no more than Zion Havdalahs. The Gemara then says, from Motzai Yontav leading into Shabbos, we do not make any Havdalah at all. Then we speak about Rabbi Nachum Bar Simoi. He did not look at any images at all on coins, since he wanted to keep very far away from Avodah Zarah. And this is why we called him Benon Shel Kedoshim. The phrases used in Havdalah must be taken from Psukim in the Torah. And this is how we do it today. They're all Psukim from the Torah. We then ask, how exactly do we end the bracha of Havdalah? Rav says, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael. And Shmuel says, Baruch Atah Hashem HaMavdil Ben Kedesh Lecha. The Gemara then says, Om Reb Yeshua Ben Chananya, Kol HaChaisim Havdalah B'Mekadesh Yisrael B'HaMavdil Ben Kedesh Lecha. You use both of them. Ma'arichin Lo Yamav Ushnaisa. And the Gemara says, V'les Hilchasa Kavase. And the Rashbam explains the reason we don't paskin like him is he brings down the Gemara in Brachas, which says, Ein Chaismin Bishnayim, that you do not end the bracha with two different subjects. The Gemara then says, Kol HaBrachas Kulan Paiseach Bebarach, V'Chaisem Bebarach. All brachas begin and end with Barach, as we see, for example, in Mariv, Barach Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Bidvarei Mariv Aravim, and we end the bracha with Barach Atah Hashem HaMariv Aravim. The exceptions to this, as the Gemara says, are Chutz Mibirchas HaMitzvahs, Ubirchas HaPeres, Ubracha HaSmucha Lechaberta, that these do not have to both start and end with Barach. For example, Bracha HaSmucha Lechaberta would be, for example, a case of Shemon Esrei, like Atah Gibor, where we end only with Baruch Atah Hashem Achai HaMesim, but we do not start with Baruch. The Rashbam explains that Baruch HaSmucha Lechaverta, the reason you can do this without having both at the beginning and at the end, is since the beginning of the previous bracha acts as the beginning of this one also. Tosfos argues on this, and he says it has nothing to do with the beginning of the previous bracha, but rather the end of the previous bracha acts as the beginning of this one. What is the nafkamina between these two pshatim? The nafkamina is by Tfilas Haderach, where we try to put a bracha hasmucha lechavrata before it. Since we begin Tfilas Haderach by saying, Yihi ratzai milfanacha Hashem Elokeinu v'kayam v'seinu, we do not have a barach at the beginning of it. Therefore, if you put an ala michya before Tfilas Haderach, then this would be good, it would be considered a bracha hasmucha lechavrata, both according to Tosfos and the Rashbam. However, if let's say you put a bracha rishayna before it, in other words, you just make a Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Borei Minei Mezaynus, then according to the Rashbam, it would make it into a bracha Smucha Lechaverta, since the beginning of this first bracha acts as the beginning of the second bracha, in other words, the beginning of the Tefillah Sederach. But according to Tosfos, where you need the chasima of the second bracha, therefore this wouldn't work, because there is no chasima at the end of a plain bracha on Mezaynus. We then say, Ubracha Achreina B'Kriyashma, in other words, Mariv, where we say Baruch Atah Hashem Gual Yisrael, Sheyesh Mehem Paiseach B'Baruch, V'Ein Chaisem B'Baruch. V'Yesh Mehem, we also say, V'Yesh Mehem Shechaisem B'Baruch, V'Ein Paiseach B'Baruch. V'Atayv V'Hametiv, which is the bracha after B'Nei Barachamay B'Yushlayim Amen, where we say, Al Kelavinu Malkeinu Adirenu Barenu, that is Paiseach B'Baruch, V'Ein Chaisem B'Baruch, because it ends with Al Yechasreinu. Daf Kufei. We say that the three conditions are needed in order to require a person to take off trumas and maisis from grain before eating them min haTorah. What are these three conditions? Number one, that it's achilas kva. Number two, that it's if gemar malacha was done for all of the produce. And number three, that it was brought into the house. In other words, it was ra pnei habayis. However, mid rabbanan, if any one of these exists, it is usher to eat it. But we say that since on Shabbos we have a mitzvah of einig, we then equate achilas arai b'Shabbos to achilas kva b'chol. So we say, Kishem Sheshabbos Kevaas Lemaiser, Kach Kevaas Lekiddush. Just like if a person is eating on Friday afternoon, Achilas Arai, and now Shabbos comes along, he has to stop eating because it's now considered Achilas Kva, the same thing is true with Kiddush. As soon as Shabbos comes, one is immediately Mechuyev to stop eating and make Kiddush immediately. In other words, a person is not allowed to eat at all on Shabbos until he's made Kiddush. However, we say that this is true Lekiddush Kevaas, Veloi Lehavdala. Let's say by Shalosh Shudas, a person still continues eating, and now the Zman Havdalah rolls around, you do not have to stop eating Shalosh Shudas in order to make Havdalah if you already began the meal before nightfall. But if you didn't start any meal, and now Motzai Shabbos comes around, then you're not allowed to start a meal until after you make Havdalah. But this particular heter is only true if you were kaveya a full su'uda. If you were kaveya a full su'uda, then you're allowed to continue it even beyond this man havdalah. However, if you were just drinking, then you were not allowed to continue beyond nightfall, and you have to make havdalah first before eating or drinking anything. The Gemara says, "Kol ha'tayim klum." Anybody who eats anything, kaidim sheyavdil, before he makes havdalah, misasai bi'ach, bi'asgera. A person would die via choking. Avo rabbanan lo kapti amaya. But the rabbanan were not makpid on drinking water before havdalah. The Gemara says, if a person did not make kiddush, even b'mezid on Friday night, he can make it any time on Shabbos during the day. And if a person did not make havdalah on Motzai Shabbos, he's allowed to make havdalah until Tuesday evening. We then say Leili Shabbos veLeili Yontav yesh bahem kedusha al hakais or beBirchas Hamazon. You mentioned kedusha both on kiddush and in Birchas Hamazon. Yom Shabbos veYontav, but on the day of Shabbos and Yontav, ain kedusha al hakais. You do not make special kiddush on the kais, but you do say kiddush. You do say something in regards to the Shabbos in Birchas Hamazon. We then say that it's a mitzvah to add kavod, in other words, chashiv of food, etc., to the meals of Shabbos, especially the day meal. The day meal is even more chashiv than the night meal. However, regarding kiddush, if one only has one cup of wine, then the kiddush Friday night is considered more chashiv, unless, of course, the person has chalas, then he may be able to use the chalas on Friday night. We then say chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. It's better to do a mitzvah in its proper time and not to do it in a different time. The Gemara says it's best to usher in Shabbos as early as possible, but to end it as late as possible. And then we say that we learn eight lessons from a particular brisa brought down here in the Gemara. Number one, hamavdil b'tfila tzarech sheyavdil al hakais. If a person says havdalah atachan antanu in Shemon Esrei, he still has to make kiddush, he still has to make havdalah on a kais after Shabbos anyways. Number two, bracha tu'una kais, benching needs yayin. Number three, kais shabracha tzarech shir, you need a shir of a revius. Number four, hamavarech al hakais tzarech sheyitim, someone has to taste from it. Number five, ta'amai pagmai. If the ta'am of the wine became pagam, you're not allowed to use it anymore. And finally, on this blat, tam mavdil. Even if a person ate, he can still make havdalah afterwards. Now, daf kuvav, continuing with these eight things. Number seven, you can say two kedushas on one kais. And finally, number eight, first you have esh, then you make besamim, the brachan besamim, like the shita of Beis Shammai. We don't paskin like this. Tana Rabbanan. Zachar asiyam haShabbos lekatshay, zachreyu al hayayin. The Rishonim say we equate zachira to yayin. Therefore, that's why we need yayin for kiddush. And this is learned from an asmachta in Shir Hashirim, naskira deidecha miyayin. And although kiddush by night, as we know, is midaraisa, the yayin that we drink at night is not considered midaraisa. The Magen Avraham holds that one is already yaitza, his midaraisa of kiddush, in the Shemana Esrei of night. In other words, before he even gets home, he's already yaitza his midaraisa. And according to the Magen Avraham, since the kiddush midaraisa was said already in shul, and the yayin is only midarabanan, so then according to this Magen Avraham, a katan would be able to be maitzi, a gadol, in this kiddush at home. Interestingly enough, although we say kiddush at night is midaraisa, kiddush by day on Shabbos is only considered midarabanan. And everyone holds all the kiddushim on yantiv are only midarabanan. The Minchas Chinuch and the Bir Halacha ask, we know that from the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, you can only be Yaitze Kiddush if you add Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim, Zechira of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So how can you be Yaitze? With what we say in Shemon Esrei, there is no Zechira of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So he answers, in Marav we also say the Bracha of Gal Yisrael, so this counts as the Zechira of Yitzias Mitzrayim. However, the Mishnah Berurah is not comfortable with this. The Gemara then says that one uses wine for Kiddush both by night and by day, because we have the pasuk of Zachar es Yom HaShabbos Lekatshei that comes to be Maisif, that the day is equal to night, where you use Yayin also. However, we say that by day, one only needs to make the bracha of Bari Pri HaGafen. One does not need to add any of the other pasukim. And although today, most people add a pasuk or two before the bracha of Bari Pri HaGafen, there are people who just say, Baruch Atah Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bari Pri HaGafen, and that's it for Kiddush by day. In Shulchan Aruch Simen Reishayin Gimel Sif Dalad, the Rama says that since this Bari Pri HaGafen is a Birchas HaMitzvah as well as a Birchas HaNenen, you could be might see other people with this Kiddush by day of Bari Pri HaGafen. We know normally you cannot be might see other people with a Birchas HaNenen, but since this Bracha is also a Birchas HaMitzvah, you could be might see other people. The Gemara says that Kiddush of the day is called Kiddusha Rabba, the big Kiddush. Now why is this so? The Kiddush at night is when we say the whole long Kiddush, and the Kiddush by day is just Baruch Pri HaGafen. Why is that called Kiddush Rabbah? Why is that called a big Kiddush? The Rashbam says it's called Kiddush Rabbah since most Kiddushim have Baruch Pri HaGafen, and this is in fact the essence of Kiddush HaYoyim. That's why Kiddush HaYoyim contains the essence of all other Kiddushim. Therefore it's called Kiddush Rabbah. The Ramoki Yosef says this is considered Belashan Saginar. It's said Belashan Saginar. What does that mean? Kiddush Rabbah really means big Kiddush. Since during the day it's really, we know, a small Kiddush, so we're machabed it. We don't want to embarrass it, so we're machabed it, and we call it Belashan Saginar, we call it Kiddush Rabbah. The Chuvas Chsam Sefer says that when Shabbos begins, it is at its lowest level of Kiddusha. And as the day progresses, the level of Kiddusha gets higher and higher. So when the Kiddush at night comes around, the level of Chashivas, the level of Kiddusha of Shabbos is not that high yet. By the time Kiddush of the day comes around, then the Shabbos, the day, is at a much higher level of Kiddusha. Therefore, at that point, that Kiddush is more Chashiv in terms of Kiddusha, that's why it's called Kiddusha Rabbah. The apex of the Yom Shabbos is by Shalashuddis. That's then when Shabbos is at its highest point of Kiddusha. This is why many of the Chassidish Rebbes make a very, very big Shalashuddis and treat it as the most Chashiva Su'uda. We then bring down a case of Ahu Saba in the Gemara, where the Ahu Saba drank before Rav Ashi. He drank from the Kiddush before Rav Ashi. So Tosfos asks, how did the Ahu Saba drink before Rav Ashi drank from the Kiddush? We know from the Gemara in Brachas Daf Mem Zayin, Ein HaMesubin Rishayin Litaim, you're not allowed to drink until the person who made the Kiddush drinks. So he answers, that's only if they need this person's wine or the challah to eat from. However, if they have their own full kais of yayin, or they have their own lecha mishnah, and he's just making the bracha for them, then it's okay for them to eat or drink before the mevarech does. The Gemara then says, if a person did not make havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, he can make it until Wednesday, in other words, until Tuesday night. How do we know this? Since by a Tanai get, we see that if a person says, I will give you the get after Shabbos, it includes Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. However, once a person does not make Havdalah on Motzai Shabbos, if he makes it on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, he does not use an Eish. Since only Motzai Shabbos is the time when Adam discovered fire. That was the Zman Tchilas Briyasehu, as we see from the Gemara Psachim and Daf Nundala. Also, as we learn in Shulchan Aruch Simin Reis Tzadik Tes, we also say that if a person makes Havdalah on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, not only does he not use Eish, he does not use Besamim either. We then say that there's a Hakira in the Rishainim as to if Havdalah made on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday is okay, since that's an Iker part of the Zman Havdalah. Or do we say that it's Betares Tashlumin? It would seem from the din of Einin that it's more likely to be Tashlumin. Since an Einin on Matzoi Shabbos is Potter from Havdalah on Matzoi Shabbos, and once Sunday comes, he has no Chiev to make Havdalah at all. Since he had no chiyav at all on Motzai Shabbos, he has no chiyav on Sunday either. Therefore, it's more likely to say that it's bederach tashlumin here. We then say that Kiddush made on Yayin after Netilas Yadayim is not considered a hesach hadas. And the Rashbam learns from the words in the Gemara of Zimnin de Chaviva Alai regarding Pas, that a person can make Kiddush on Pas also. And the Seder would be vayechulu, hamaitzi, without eating, nusach ha-Kiddush, and then a person would eat. However, according to the Psak Halacha, we say that this is only true. A person can only do this b'di'evet, and a person can only make a Kiddush on Pas only by night and not at all by day. Rabbeinu Tam holds that you can't use Pas at all for Kiddush, even at night. If a person eats before Havdalah, so Rav Huna says, he can still make Havdalah, and that's fine. And Rav Asi says he cannot make Havdalah. And we paskin like Rav Huna that a person could still make Havdalah. And finally we say if a person ate before Kiddush, the Gemara says, La halacha, he can still make Kiddush. Daf Kuf Zayin. Tosfos Divrei HaMaschil Amemer says that when Tisha B'Av falls on Motzai Shabbos, he makes Havdalah on Sunday night. However, the Ran brings a Ramban that says there would be no din of Tashlumin on Sunday night for this Havdalah. For Havdalah, we say Chamar Medina is also okay, and you do not necessarily need Yayin. However, water cannot have a din of Chamar Medina. What is Chamar Medina? Chamar Medina is if it's something that you would serve as a social drink in that particular place, for example, like beer or coffee. We see three things from this Braisa of Amemar. Number one, Hamavdil Bishman Esrei Tzarech Gam Kein Havdalah. And number two, that it's Asur to eat before Havdalah. And number three, if a person missed on Motzai Shabbos, he can make during the week. The Gemara then says that if there is no wine, you can make Havdalah on beer. And Rav disagrees with this. And there's a question in the Gemara if Chamer Medina is okay to use for Kiddush. In Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish, since Simen Ayin Reish Beis, the Mishnah Berurah paskens, that on Friday night, wine is the best thing to use for Kiddush. If you don't have wine, you could use Chalas. However, Chalas are only okay b'diavad, since we're Chayshish for the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Shabbos by day, in these Medinas, Schnapps would also be okay, even Lachatchila, since it's considered a Chamer Medina. And according to the Tshuvas Marsham, he says that you do not even need a revius of schnapps. It's okay to make kiddush on even a tiny glass of schnapps. And he brings a raya from a famous Taz in Or HaChaim Simen Reish Yud, that although you only drink a little bit of it, you still need to make a bar in a fashas because it's very concentrated, and it's considered a shir even without a revius. The Gemara then says when a person makes kiddush, he must taste a little bit of the wine also. And Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda says, you need mole lugmav. However, we say that all people can be mitzaref for the mole lugmav. This is what the Rashbam brings down. But the Mechaber in Reishai and Aleph, Simen Yud Beis, says it's best for the Mekadesh to drink himself a mole lugmav by Kiddush. And a Reish Tzadik Bav, we say that by Havdalah, no one should drink to be mitzaref except the Mavdil himself. Finally, we say a person should not eat a lot of mezainis on Erev Pesach after Mincha Katana, so he'll be hungry to eat matzah at night. But it's okay to eat fruits and meat. Daf Kuf Ches. We say that wine drinking generates an appetite. And the Gemara says Rav Sheshis used to fast on Erev Pesach, so he would be able to eat matzahs with a lot of teyava. Taisus brings the Masechta Seifrim that there is a minig for firstborns to fast Tainis Bechar on Erev Pesach. This year, as you recall, we finished Masechta Erevin on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And at that time, a lot of people made Siyumim on Masechta Erevin, and we began Masechta Pesachim. However, I said, you know, maybe it's not a good idea to make a Siyum, because since Erev Pesach is coming around, it's very possible maybe I'll wake up late on Erev Pesach, and maybe I'll need a Siyum. I won't be able to catch a Siyum. I better hang on to this and keep this in my back pocket just in case. I went to my parents in St. Louis for Pesach, for the first days of Pesach, and over there really is no minyan that daven's late. All the minyanim daven early. And I went to the minyan, and I heard it regular siyum like anyone else. And about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, a friend of mine who happens to be a Bukhar called me up, and we were talking, and he said to me, you know, he got up late for davening that morning, and he didn't have a chance to hear a siyum. Now he has to fast all day. So I told him I'm coming right over, and I made a siyum for him right there on the spot, so he was able to eat. So it was interesting. I was able to use what we had learned in Masechta Erevin in order to make a siyum for this one person in the afternoon of Erev Pesach, so he was able to eat. The Gemara says, matzah tzarech heseba. We say that matzah, you have to recline when you eat matzah, since it represents cheres, and this refers to eating the matzah, karech, and the afikaimen. Maror, however, does not require heseba, and there's a question whether you need heseba by the Dalet Kaisis. Today, we do recline for the Dalet Kaisis. But if one forgot to recline, he should not redrink, except for the case of the second case, where one would be required to redrink. In Shulchan Aruch Simen Tofayin Beis, in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Yud Beis, he brings down that a person should recline on the left side, so there would be no sakana of choking. We then say that a woman should not recline Eitzel Abala, where her husband is by the Seder, because as the Rashbam says, that a woman should show kavod for her husband. And the same is true with the Talmud Bifnei Rabbi, that one must fear his Rabbi. Therefore, he should not recline in his presence. However, a son does recline by his father. The Gemara says that women are chayev in dalad kaisis, even though this is a mitzvah saseh shahazman grama, because sha'af hein hayu ba'isei hanes. What does this mean? But they were a participant in the nes. The Rashbam says that since they were a catalyst for the nes, for the miracle, as we see in Saita, Daf Yud Aleph, Bishar Nashim Tzidkanius Nigalu, they were the ones that told everyone to have emuna, therefore they also are machuyev in dalad kaisis. And the same is true in other cases, where if it wouldn't have been for the women, there wouldn't have been a nes. They would be machuyev in the mitzvah also, even though it's a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. So for example, they would also be machuyev in Erech Hanukkah and in Megillah. Taisvis argues and says, Pshat and Afhein is not that they were the catalyst, but rather that they were also recipients of the nes. In other words, they were also participants. Because he asked the lashon of afhein. Afhein means they were also part of it, which means the men were also part of it. So he doesn't agree with the pshat that they were the catalyst. So then Taisvis asks, so then why are they pater from sukkah? Why don't by Sukkah we say Afhen Hayo Bayis Anes? The Taisus answer is Afhen Hayo Bayis Anes will only apply to a mitzvah derabanan, like Dalet Kaisis or like Chanukah. But on a mitzvah midaraisa, there will always be potter if it's a case of mitzvah seseh shazman groma, unless there's a special gzeres hakasav like by matzah. Matzah, even though it's a mitzvah seseh shazman groma and it's midaraisa, they would still be mechuyev because of a special gzeres hakasav. Kol she yeshnan in loisech al chametz are also mechuyev in matzah. Based on this taisus, we have a famous question. We know that women are also mechuyev in haggadah, but why should they have a chiyev? It's a mitzvah seseh shazman groma midaraisa. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe answered this from a Taisvis in Megillah, Daf Dalet, where Taisvis brings the Shita of Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yerushalayim, who holds that Afhein is so strong that it can make something mamish into a real Chiyav Daraisa. Rav Elchanan says a different Teretz. He says that the Chiyav of Haggadah is totally in Matzah, and since Matzah has a special Gzeres HaKasav, it is Kail Haggadah as well. He also brings this Lamdus from Iran, where we see that women are Mechuyav in Lechem Mishnah and Shalosh Shudas because of Afhein, as it is connected to the Ness of Mun. The Rashbam explains that Pshat in the Gemara of Mezigas Kais Yayin Yafa means 1/4 part wine to 3/4 parts water. And the total shira to drink it is a revius per cup. We then say that if one drinks all 4 kaises at once, he's yaitza on yayin, but he's not yaitza on cheres. And finally we say the drink for dalad kaises must taste and look like wine. In other words, lachatchila, it should be red wine and not white wine. And the reason red wine is also better because it symbolizes blood. Daf Kuftas. It's good to give children nuts on Erev Pesach so they won't fall asleep and they'll be able to be up at night to ask the Manishtana. Mashenki and Rosh Hashanah, we do not give them nuts because it is equal to the gematria of Chet. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer, Chaitvin matzis belel Pesach bishvil tinoikish sheyishalo. We grab the matzis on the night of Pesach so the kids will ask. What does this mean? Rashi says we do this before Halach Ma'anya. Before Halach Ma'anya, we lift the Ka'ara. That's to get the children to ask. That's Pshat in Chaitvin. The Rashbam says, we take the matzahs away so they can't eat yet, and they'll stay awake. The Rambam learns, Chaitvin matzah zeh mi zeh, as a shinoi, so the kids will be aroused and they will ask questions. The Chaik Yaakov learns from here that this is where the minig of stealing the afikaimen comes from. The kids steal the afikaimen from the word Chaitvin. Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, would leave the Beis HaMedrash early on Erev Pesach to put his kids to sleep so they would be able to stay up at night. Tanu Rabbanan, Chayev Odam L'Sameach Banov Bnei Veisei Beregel. A person, a man, is Mechuyev to bring in happiness into his house Beregel. Shenemar V'Samachta B'Chagecha, as we see in Parshas Re'eh. How does a man do this? Anashim B'Roi Elohem. A man does it for himself via Yayin, and he does it for his wife through Begodim. As the Gemara says, "V'nashim big day tzivayim with colorful begadim in Bava, u'be'aretz Yisrael big day pishta." We say the Gemara says, "Bizman beis hamigdash ain simcha ela bebasar," referring to basar shlomim. Bizman hazeh b'yayin. According to the Rambam, this mitzvah of simcha is for chol hamoed as well as yontif, and not only that includes feeding aniyim. Today, it's best to do it if possible with both basar b'yayin, as we see in Shulchan Aruch Simen Tov Kuf Chav Tes. The Reim says each person has a chiyuv to do what he enjoys best on yontif. Eating, drinking, trips, etc. The kol shekain for his kids. The shear of Revius Haloig is equal to a container the size of 2 times 2 times 2.7 at Spais. And we know of it to be Taiva. We need a mikveh that covers Amar al Amma Berum Shalish Amas. This is halacha l'mayshim. We've seen it. This is equal to Arboim 40 Sa. And the Rashbam goes through the Cheshbon. One Amma is equal to 6 Tvachim. One Tafach is equal to 4 at Spais. Therefore, one Amma is equal to 24 at Spais. Therefore, Amma al Amma Barum Shalash Amas is equal to 24 by 24 by 72, which is equal to 41,472 square etzbais. Secondly, we know one saw is equal to 6 kav. One kav is equal to 4 lug. One lug is equal to 4 ravis. Therefore, that's equal, we say 40 saw, and we know 40 saw is a mikvah, so 40 saw times 6 kav times 4 lug times 4 ravis is equal to 3,840 ravis. Therefore, one ravis is equal to 41,472, divided by 3,840 revius, is equal to 10.8 cubic etzbois. This is the 2 by 2 by 2.7 in our Gemara. In other words, if you multiply 2 times 2 times 2.7, you get a 10.8 cubic etzbois. And the Gemara says the Yam Shal Shlema in the Azara was very, very big, and it was able to hold 150 mikvois taharas.